of Jolly LLB. The mindset is such that you hear of the Bowman-Irani-Arshad-Varsi combination and you expect a laugh-out-loud comedy. It doesn't help that the trailer points you in that direction too. Jolly LLB pleasantly surprises you by starting off as satire, quirks and all. Then it takes a serious route. And even so, you are willing to play along because Jolly LLB seems like it's trying to make an important point. Unfortunately, and the end though, it is pretty disappointing. The disappointment is not as much because of the decision taken by the court, but due to lame defense and prosecution. They seem rather clueless and caught unawares all the time. Sure, some benefit of doubt can be given under the name of character consistency. After all, the defense is overconfident and ends up taking things easy. The prosecution also is immature and confused about his moral stand. It is also possible that we have been spoiled by smart-aleck lawyers in our filmy courtrooms, and real-life lawyers are not really always on their toes. But after this leeway too, the stage doesn't look convincing enough. If real life is what we are aiming for, some things work out way too easily. Like a bribe drops down from 5 lakhs to 1 lakh without much back and forth. Or evidence is pointed towards out of the blue. So on and so forth. This overall inconsistency and ultimately flat drama pulls Jolly LLB down and takes a lot away from the satire it started out as. This pull towards gravity though meets constant resistance from the cast. How wonderfully subtle and underplayed both Bowman Irani and Arshad Varsi can be when allowed to. Saurabh Shukla too gets a role weighty enough to play around with. While a caricature, his act as the twisted but straight but twisted judge is something you won't forget easily. His maneuvers over the defense are by themselves worth a watch, thorough Babu style. All of this with no help from the dialogue. A mockery of dialogue within the film by calling lines filmy doesn't make it any less filmy. It makes the lines neither filmy enough to applaud nor real enough to be believable. More distraction comes in the name of songs that don't belong. And why is this promotion song during end credits becoming a norm? Jolly LLB feels like it was undecided between satire and drama. It looked like the heart was in the drama, but a few satirical moments just happened. That didn't make the satire bad, it just made the film uneven and took the focus away from the story, which it itself was wrapped in drama that was neither dramatic nor real enough. This one can be watched with family, so a quiet DVD watch is in order, even if you're keen. That's it from Wogma today. Visit wogma.com for a detailed written review. That's WOGMA.com. Bye and have an awesome weekend.